Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Working 9 to 5.
Story of my life. Well, sort of 6 to 9 more. If
give us that 4 day week if you can.
I'll slip that
what
in.
What about, I've got a mate, he has got a styling company. So what they do, if you're selling your house, Kate, yep. They go in and they zhuzh it up before you sell it, you know. So
As far as painting and things, or do they just put furniture in?
Do a little bit of painting, but they'll put furniture in there, maybe a coffee table that looks amazing, freshen it up a little bit for open inspection.
It's expensive to do that, mate.
It is very expensive, but they do say you get your money back.
Yeah,
but
you do. But when they come in and they put in a couch and then they get a blanket and just throw it over the couch sort of
in a random fashion. It's way more than that. The thing is, though, he's got a young bloke. He's just employed a young bloke to help him. And basically, it's a removalist job because you're in and out of the truck and stuff like that all the time. Mm. I said, how are you going? He goes, oh, mate, he's getting $30 an hour. And he's only working 4 days a week. Mm. He gets Fridays off. And
every week.
Oh, this is just heaven for any kid.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is the thing. Everybody's looking for hacks. Everybody's looking to get out of there as quick as they can from work. And there's a girl called, she's been dubbed the corporate petty expert. Kayla Avery is her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving us some work hacks to get out of work or
work
to not
smarter,
talk
mate.
To
I'd
any...
like to say work smarter.
Yeah, or to maybe just, avoid talking to people in the office, Kate. She's been giving us some hacks. Should we go through a few?
Yeah, let's do this. It makes me feel sad, though, that perhaps she doesn't... This is for all the people who don't enjoy their work.
Okay. 13, 24, 10, if you've got a work hack to avoid somebody or to get out of work, we'd love to hear from you. She said, if you want to go home, are you sick of work so much? She said, 500 milligrams of niacin on a stomach with only water in it will cause your face to flush and you can claim that you're having an allergic reaction.
You're kidding me.
There's one.
Recommending you poison yourself. Okay.
Yep. Ask to make a phone call at work, but you don't really want to.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need proof, though, that you did make that phone call. She said, put your phone on airplane mode, call the number. It will show up in your call log, but the number will never connect.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad. So you can show the boss. I rang them. I'm just not getting an answer.
Oh.
Calling out of work, heading to the doctor, really want to be out of work for an extended period of time. Say that you work in the food service to the doctor. Doctors will almost automatically write the note for 2 or 3 days, more simply because you're working with food.
Oh, and they want to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, sure. That's not a bad one.
This is a great one.
Yeah, okay.
Always have a pack of uncooked noodles sitting on your desk because you can claim you're at lunch at any point so you don't have to talk to anyone in the office.
Okay. I mean, it's okay to communicate with team members. You can actually chat with people. I think face-to-face is very important. You're right, Kate.
If you've got a work hack, 13, 24, 10, how do you avoid work? This is not bad. This is a really good one as well. Don't want to work? Reserve a meeting room and play classical music on your phone in a low tone. When anybody comes in, say, oh, God, I've been on hold forever.
Yeah. Would anyone bother?
Really?
Come on, mate.
You could do this on repeat for hours, she said.
Can I throw one in, Fitz? Because I was reading a similar article, but this was more hacks around dating and things. But this was to do with your phone. If a girl gives you her number, read it back with one wrong digit.
Mm.
If she corrects you, it means she's actually interested.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I've
it's got nothing to do
before.
With work.
Yeah, nothing, but thanks for your
got hey, nothing to do with work.
What about,
I really like it.
What about
for
this?
Dating hacks.
If you love two people, pick the second, because if you truly love the first, you would have fallen for the second. You wouldn't have fallen for the second.
That was seamless, the way you delivered that.
If you love two people...
Are we just reading out your favourite memes?
Pick the second.
Or your favourite, like,
because
sayings?
If you truly love the first, you wouldn't have fallen for the second. Quote Johnny Depp.
This is the other one that we have spoken about, but working from home, making the underachiever look like the overachiever, but on Outlook, you can send emails at specific times. So
you can,
throughout the day, Kate,
program.
If you've got your 20 emails that you know you have to send off, you just spread it out throughout the day. So then your boss sees that you are working for the rest of the day, but they're scheduled.
But
I'll send an... No, don't send another one in an hour and off I go to the beach.
All of the energy it takes to be kind of deceiving and devious, why don't you just put that energy into your job and make it more enjoyable?
Good one for you, Kate Ritchie.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you choose happy.
Oh. Hey, Kate, here's one for you. Good men are hard to find. Good men are hard to find because they aren't looking for you. They are chasing success, building themselves, and certainly don't have time to be liking Instagram posts.
What does that even mean?
That's one for you.
It's not a hack. Hey, we're talking work hacks this morning. How to get out of work or just to avoid people in the office. We've been getting some great ones. Daniel in Concord, what do you got for us, Dan?
Hey, team, I rock up to work with no bag. Just carry your laptop so they don't know what time you've been in and whether you're coming or going.
That's good. Yeah, carry it around. Look like you're always on the job.
Yep.
That's because you know what you do. It's your when you arrive with your because I'm a backpack man. So you're a backpack man as well. That's your arrival, isn't it? Everyone knows. Oh, okay. Fitzy's here at work.
Yeah, first time he's got.
If you walk in, Kate, with just your laptop and you're sort of in a bit of a hurry.
Yeah, sleeves rolled up.
God, he must have been here for a couple of hours.
Yeah, or maybe even have a coffee cup in your bag, like you made a cup of tea. So you could have you've been here for at least half an hour. You just wander into the office for the first time.
Like those paint-stained shorts that I've got, Kate Ritchie, that I wear in here. So it looks like I've always been doing some handyman work.
No one believes
just
that.
Makes me look really busy.
Mick in Liverpool, what's your work at?
Yeah, how you guys going?
Hey, good, Mick.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah, good, good. Well, you know, to avoid people, I find that if you put your headset on and it's really busy in the office and people come up to you every now and then to say something, they'll say, sorry, team's meeting.
Genius. Yep, genius, Mick.
Yeah, genius,
Mick.
And headphones. They never, ever bother me again. They'll just sit there and no one comes to me anymore. Just always, don't have your headset on. Yeah. They'll just, come up and ask you, what are you doing?
I think you're missing out on the joys of, socialising with people in the office.
I tell a lot of people I have COVID still. That still works to get everyone away from you.
Yeah, or you've been in contact with someone with COVID.
Yeah,
they're like, whoa.
Don't come too close to me.
I do love on a current affair when someone's coming out of a courthouse and they make out they're on the phone. That's still not going to stop the reporter. It's not going to stop the reporter. We'll still have a chat to you when you get off the phone.
James is in Narrabeen. What's your work hack, Jim?
Oh, hey, guys. I work at a school, and you might not know this, but schools are actually gold mines for Tupperware. Kids leave it around after lunch, after morning tea, and, I've never bought an item of Tupperware in 20 years.
Oh, that's good. So when there's a Tupperware party hosted by James, it's all recycled goods, is it?
That's it.
Lids,
don't
containers.
They have the stickers with the other kids' names on it, so it's not James, it's like Mia?
Don't return it, Jim.
Sometimes, if it's a name, it might go to lost property, but if it's nameless, it's mine.
In our drawer at home, James, if I can find a lid to fit the container, it is a great day. Oh,
that is a great work hat. James could start his own Tupperware parties as well.
Tupperware by James. The House of Tupperware by Jim. How good is that? All right, you're all in the running, first class. And 50K, congratulations.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.